The following shiur has been presented by Rav Eliezer Cohen, Rav of Beis Medrash Teferes Eliezer of Lakewood, New Jersey, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To dedicate a daf, a perik, or an entire mesechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
Mesechta Shabbos Daf Kuf Dalet. In today's shiur, we would like to discuss a little bit about the halachas of Kosev. We'd like to focus mainly on one point, and we'd like to begin with the Lashon of the Rambam. The Rambam writes, HaKosev ois kefula pa'amayim. If a person writes the same letter twice, v'hu shem echad, and it's one word, k'moy dalad dalad, tuf tuf, gimel gimel, resh resh, shin shin, samach samach, ches ches, that each of these words can be written as something. For example, gimel gimel spells gag. Gag means a roof. So even though I wrote the same letter twice, he is still chayev because it has a meaning. The Magen Mishnah is midayik over there. V'nir midivra abenu, it would seem from the words of the Rambam, that he is only chayev when they are one word, when they are shem echad. But if you just write something that has no meaning, aval aleph aleph da'azrecha, it would have no meaning just to write aleph aleph. There's no word that's said aleph aleph. He's not chayv, ainoi chayv. Rashi is meduyik in a different place in our parak that even if a person writes any two letters, a person would have a chiv of kosev on Shabbos. Let's try to understand a little bit this machloikas. The Mishnah says by us in Daf Kuf Dalet Amud Beis that ksav al gabi ksav is potter. If a person writes one ksav on top of the other ksav on Shabbos, he would be potter. The Ramban in Maseches Gittin Daf Yotes asks a question. Why is it that when it comes to writing Ksav al Gabi Ksav on Shabbos, you should be potter, if the whole reason that Ksav al Gabi Ksav by Sefer Torah is possible is because you need Zekei Levan Veyu. You need that it should be honored to Hashem's name. And when you're writing a Sefer Torah, if it's not written nicely, if it's Ksav al Gabi Ksav, it's missing a Zekei Levan Veyu, it would not be considered a Ksav. Asks the Ramban, but when it comes to Shabbos, where the point of the person is just to write a word, he's not writing a Sefer Torah. So why is it that a ksav al gabi ksav, writing on top of another writing, is potter, a person should be chayiv? The Ramban gives various explanations, and at the end he says a simple teres, and he says the following. Inami, sabra ihu shani l'shma mi Shabbos, the gabi Shabbos melechas machshavas ba'inon. When it comes to Shabbos, you need a melechas machshavas. And his second writing is worthless because he already had a first writing. When it comes to Shabbos, a person's action, a person's melacha, has to be of value. If it doesn't have any value, then your writing is not considered anything. If it already said something on the paper and you just retrace the letters on top of the old letters, what are you adding to the first letters? Therefore, it's not considered a melechas machshavas, and a person would not have a chiv. Rashi and the Rambam have a machloikas. If a person writes any two letters, is that considered a melach on Shabbos or not? Let's try to understand what is the whole concept behind the fact that a person has to write two letters. If a person only wrote one letter, and that's not considered a melach of kosev, is the reason because it's not considered choshev, it's not important when you only write one letter, it means nothing, it has no importance, or no? Two letters is like a shear in the Torah, just like we have a shear of kezayis, and if you eat half a kezayis, that's chati shear. Chazal rekoveya that you have to have two letters, and when a person has only one letter, he has a chati shear. You can look at it two ways. So we have a chakir over here. The reason why one letter is not going to be considered kaisiv is because it's missing in the chashivas. Like the Ramban says, you have to have a chashav and malacha. If you only have one, it's nothing. Or because half it means one letter, it's only half of a shear, and chatzi shear would not be a problem. Now, the emes is, we find Rishonim, or we find, I should say, G'dayle HaPoisim, that say both ways. The Tosfos HaRosh and Daf Tzadi Gimel Amud Aleph says that if a person writes one letter, and his friend comes and writes the other letter, you don't need a pasuk to tell you that the person is potter, because it's only a chatzi shear. From the Rosh, you see that the reason why a person is potter for writing only one letter is because it's only a chatzi shear. That means that two letters, the idea behind writing two letters is because that's the shear, the necessary requirement, the required amount of a person to be chayim. However, in the Sefer Taisos Chayim, at the end of Simon Samaches, it's brought down a michdav from Hagra Leftover, that he asked a question on the Chinuch, that the Chinuch writes that if a person is over Ksoivas Kaka, that means he's Mekakeya, he tattoos himself only one letter. The Chinuch writes that a person is going to be chayiv because really one letter is also writing. But on Shabbos, you need two letters because of Melechas Machshavas. When it comes to tattooing, as far as the actual act of writing, even one letter is considered writing. The reason why by Shabbos you need two letters is because you have to have a Melechas Machshavas, you have to have important Melacha. It would seem from the Tzitzis Chaim's letter that he brings down that the idea of two letters is not because it's a shear. That if you have only one letter, it's chatzi shear, and two letters is a whole shear, like half a kazayis and a whole kazayis. Rather, one letter is also a shear of writing. But Shabbos needs two letters because it has to be chashav, it has to have an importance. So we see it can go both ways. The reason why two letters in Shabbos has a chiyuv of kosev is either because it has to be a melechas machshavas, it has to have importance, or because there's an element that it has to be the shear, just like a kazayis. It has to have two letters to have a certain amount. And less than that, it would be even a chatzi shear. Now, Rav Menachem Zemva speaks out in the Sefer Tesfayis Chaim over there that Rashi really holds that both dinam apply. There's a shear be'etzem and of two letters, and also there's an inyan that it should have a chashivas. If by this person it has a chashivas, it has a chiv of koisev. However, he's medayik from the Rambam in Perikid Beis Halacha Tes, that the Rambam does not hold that the chiv of koisev has anything to do with chashivas. Of a shear, it's only because of chashivas. The whole idea of two letters has to do with melechas machshavas. According to this, we can understand what we just mentioned before, that therefore, according to the Rambam, when a person writes a word, the word has to have an inherent meaning. If it doesn't have an inherent meaning, then the two letters that you wrote serve no purpose. So it cannot be considered a melechas machshavas. And we mentioned before that according to some paiskim, the reason why there's a shear of two letters is because two letters is what shows you chashivas, not because there's a din that it has to have a certain amount of letters in order to be called kaisiv. It's not a din of a shear because ayis, it's chashivas. Like the Ramban says in Maseches Gittin, that the din of kaisiv on Shabbos has to be a kind of kaisiv that provides you with an important outcome. If I'm going to write one writing on top of another writing, kaisiv ksav al gabi ksav, that's not going to have a din of melechas machshavas. So therefore, the Rambam writes that if I just, according to the Rambam, like the Magen Mishnah says, if I just write an Aleph Aleph that doesn't spell anything, so those two letters wouldn't have a Chiyuv Kaisev because there is no Chashivas. However, according to Rashi, any two letters, even though there's idea of Chashivas, but there's also a din of a shear. And the shear is, if I write two letters, now if to this person these two letters meant something, then according to Rashi, since I fulfilled the shear, that would have a din of Kaisev or Shabbos. So if technically I was not intending to write, let's say I was planning on writing the word Ezreka, I was planning on writing out the whole word. So according to Rashi also, I never intended any chashivas by writing these two letters. I didn't ascribe any importance to the two letters of Aleph, Aleph, of Ezreka. So therefore I would not have a problem, even according to Rashi. But I'm talking about over here when I intended to write only two letters. Whatever purpose this person had in writing those two letters, he obviously had some kind of purpose, so that purpose would justify enough to activate the chiyuv of Shabbos of the shear of kosev. However, according to the Rambam, it has to have an integral, inherent chashivas by people, by everyone, because that's the yisoid of kosev and Shabbos. And therefore, melechas machshavas would not be fulfilled completely according to the Rambam, because according to the Rambam, there is no other idea behind the shear of aleph aleph, or behind the shear of two letters. It's completely based on melechas machshavas. The Gemara says by us in Daf Kuf Talmud Beis, Kosev Ois Achas V'Hishlam B'Sefer, if a person writes one letter and finishes a Sefer, he is Chayiv. What's the idea of writing one letter? One letter, L'Chayra, would seem to be not the Shir, according to Rashi. But it could be, that from like we said before, that Rashi also agrees that there's a concept of Melechas Machshavas. It's possible that the Melechas Machshavas can provide you the Shir as well. See, according to the Rambam also, the Rambam says two letters all over the place is Melechas Machshavas. Why, when I write one letter over here and I finish a sefer with it, when it's the final letter of the sefer, is because we understand that when a person is writing a sefer and he writes the final letter of the, let's say, the sefer Torah, he writes the final letter, that is what gives the sefer Torah the whole kashrus. That's what makes the whole chashivas of it. So that can justify, even with one letter, the meleches machshavas. That means to say that even one letter over here serves the function of a double letter. Because that one letter created, through, by virtue of the fact that it's finishing off a sefer, it created the chashivas of two letters worth. And that would be passable according to Rashi also, even though it's a much bigger chiddush according to Rashi to tell us that. Because according to Rashi, as we mentioned before, there is a shear, an inherent shear of two letters, just like you have a chatzi shear, like we said from the Tais Rosh. However, we mentioned that Reb Nachum Zember writes in Tetzos Chaim Simchas that Rashi agrees that there's also dinner melechas machshavas. But the chiddush is that you can have one without the other and still be chayiv. Whether it's because it's one without the other, or one can produce the other by the fact that it's considered melechas machshavas. Therefore, in this case, the shear is now limited to one letter itself, and therefore a person would have a chiyuv.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halachic services or consultations, or to present a shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223, or email info@thehalachacenter.org.